Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. We'll be continuing on in the Gospel according to Mark, and today's devotional comes from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it. And he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest!' And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12." Amen. All right, so, you know, many of us know this passage as the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And Mark shows Jesus as this long-awaited king. And I want to make sure you know that the very title Christ conveys royalty. There's this kingship, this royalty that Mark is trying to point us to, that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the King of Kings. And he's focused on the fulfillment of the Jewish hope that God is going to send an anointed king in the last days to defeat God's enemies and restore his people, even creation itself, to a state of everlasting peace. And the disciples knew this. They knew that Jesus is the Messiah. Earlier on in Mark chapter 8, verses 29 to 30, we see Peter declaring to Jesus, "You are the Christ." And as they had been serving alongside their master, Jesus, they have been anticipating a future of greatness and glory. And even though Jesus has not disclosed his messianic identity yet publicly, he's performed countless miracles under the banner of God's kingdom. And so it's no surprise that by the time Jesus arrives in Jerusalem for the Passover, public opinion has changed from one of skepticism to messianic. Verse 8 shows us that bystanders welcomed Jesus into the city of Jerusalem by covering the roads with their cloaks. What does this mean? What is this act of spreading their cloaks on the road? Well, this was a proper way of welcoming someone with a royal background and identity. It's what happened during the coronation of King Jehu of Israel. In 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 13, it says that the people quickly took their cloaks and spread them under King Jehu on the bare steps. Then they blew the trumpet and shouted, "Jehu is king." And similarly, the people here covering the road with their cloaks in Jerusalem are saying, "Jesus is king." And some also spread out palm branches along the road. And this actually symbolized Jewish victory through the promised Messiah. And so we see here people spreading their cloaks on the road, spreading out palm branches along the road. And not only that, they also declared something from Psalm chapter 118, verse 26. Where it says, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Then they say it again in verse 10 of our passage, but with an emphasis on Jesus' royalty having come from the line of King David. "Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David." This is truly a scene of triumph, is it not? But wait, how is Jesus installed as the King of Kings? The promised Messiah. Does he enter into Jerusalem with a mighty sword riding on a war horse? No. We see in this passage that Jesus, the King of Kings, enters humbly. not on a war horse, but on a colt. If you read this passage more closely, there's this tension between royalty and humility. And Jesus is reshaping our understanding and our expectations of who the promised king and Messiah is going to be. The only way that the world will experience restoration and everlasting peace is through the death of the King of Kings. And Jesus knew this. He knew that he was headed towards a shameful execution, and he prophesied that his crucifixion will happen in Jerusalem. In verses 9 to 10, as Jesus travels down the road on a colt, the people shout, "Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest!" You know, if you're not really sure what this word Hosanna means, it's often thought of as a declaration of praise, kind of similar to like Hallelujah, but it is actually more of a plea for salvation. Literally, Hosanna means, "I beg you to save," or "Please deliver us." I beg you to save. Please deliver us. And so as Jesus rode the donkey, this colt, into Jerusalem, the crowds were perfectly right to shout, "Hosanna." They were acknowledging Jesus as their Messiah, their Savior. They let out a cry for salvation and a recognition that Jesus is able to save. But it makes me wonder in what manner they were expecting Jesus to bring salvation. I don't think they had the cross in mind. The tragic irony of this scene is that the King of Kings knew fully well that his victory over sin and death will come at the cost of his very own life. Jesus entered Jerusalem, humbling himself by riding on a colt, to show that the very victory and salvation that they seek will come by humbling himself to death on a cross. And that is the victory that we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. God fulfilled the promise to send a Messiah who will restore our relationship with him and usher in a new kingdom of everlasting peace. The King of Kings humbled himself to death on a cross, that we might be victorious in him. Today, I want to remind us of the victory that we have in a humble king. Jesus is our Savior. He is our Messiah. And a lot of times, you know, we seek this Messiah to provide for us and to care for us and all these things. And yet we forget the greatest victory and the greatest gift that he has given to us already. The gift of eternal salvation, of eternal life with him. He's restored our relationship with him. Once we had no hope, but now we have hope in Christ. Once we had no family, we were orphans, but now we have been adopted into God's family. And it's for these reasons that we can praise God. We can praise the Lord. And if there is anything in your life where you need the help of our King, we can cry out to our God, to Jesus, and say, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." And God wants to continue to bring the fullness of his kingdom into our lives and into this world. And so we can continue to shout out and cry out, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes into the world. Blessed is the coming kingdom of the Son of David, Jesus Christ." Let's continue to remember who our God is. Let's remember who Jesus is. He is the King of Kings. But he is also a humble king, and he's come into the world to die for our sins, that we might have life in him and victory over sin and death. We have victory over our enemies, over Satan, and we can declare that Jesus is our God. Let's do that today. Let's have our confidence and our hope in Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and I thank you for this reminder of who Jesus is. Thank you, Lord, that he is our humble King. A humble King, Lord, who entered into Jerusalem, riding on a colt. God, I pray, Father, that you would remind us, Lord, of who Jesus is today. Remind us, Lord, of what he's done for us. And remind us, Lord, of your presence and your power in our life, because our King is alive. Thank you, Lord, that we have victory in Christ over sin and death, over the enemy, Satan. And Lord, because of that, we can stand firmly in Christ against any schemes and lies of the enemy. And we can continue to cry out, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the coming kingdom of the Son of David. Lord, we long to see more and more of the fullness of your kingdom unfold on earth as it is in heaven. God, would you reveal to us, Lord, more of your power, and we pray that your kingdom would come. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining our devotional today. I hope you are blessed, and I hope you continue to remember Jesus throughout this day. Have a great day, and see you tomorrow.